All right, me and Mark are back together.
Hi.
And we're starting on season three. We're calling it season three. We've recorded quite a few of these now, and I think maybe we've learned a thing or two about this and what
Hopefully.
We're trying to do. Yeah, I hope so too. We can let anybody who's listened to this be the judge of that.
Yeah.
This season, we just finished one that we kept tying all of our conversations back to the idea of why listen, why it's important to listen to God. That's what we kept trying to tie every episode back to. What does God invite us into? What does He offer us if we listen? Why is it important for us to listen? So this coming series, what we're going to talk about, what we're going to try to tie every episode back to is why not return. Maybe some of us or some people you know have stopped listening and maybe even turned away. And we're going to talk about why not return throughout the whole series. But for today, the question that we're going to ask is, what causes us to leave in the first place? What causes us to leave, to even need to consider a return? That's what we're going to talk about. Why do we leave?
Yeah.
Why do we turn away?
We've considered God, but then we've gotten distracted, and we've begun to entertain another way of life other than the inclusion of God.
Yeah. There's little seeds that are being sown every day with our thoughts, with our actions, with our attention, what we're giving our focus to. We're sowing little seeds. Seeds of righteousness or seeds that are going to reap a crop of something else.
Yeah, so we have a choice every single minute of every day as to where we want to put our heart and our intent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's usually, I don't think we wake up, you know, one morning and decide, I'm going to start sowing seeds that reap a harvest of unrighteousness. I don't think we wake up one day and just decide, like, I'm walking away from God today.
Right.
I don't think it's usually that kind of bold declaration, you know, that I'm done with this. I'm done with God. I'm done with faith. Not that that never happens, but I don't think that's the norm.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's usually quiet and more subtle and sublime. It's more like a seed planted, a thought entertained, a desire fulfilled, or desires left unchecked. And that, after making those decisions, after entertaining those thoughts, after giving into those desires, eventually I think we might wonder, how did I stray? How did I get away? Why is there now separation?
Right, we're at a place, if we start going away from God, and making our own choices and decisions and being the master of our lives rather than a servant of the Most High God, who has wisdom, strength, and answers for us. But we start choosing our own way. Then it starts becoming easier to go our own way. There's a distance that forms between us and godliness. And so it's a new habit, it's a new heart that we develop if we do that.
Yes. And it is these little seeds that grow that kind of heart, that grow those habits.
Yeah.
Those little decisions, and making, you know, those little decisions over and over and over again. It rewires us.
Yeah, and often those little decisions start becoming bigger decisions and bigger pathways. So we're creatures of the heart, and so our heart has to be looked at pretty constantly and questioned by our lives and our wisdom, by our consciences and so forth. And hopefully we'll stay on track that way. But it's easy for us to be weak in certain areas or have thoughts that are can be manipulated by the world, by the god of this world, Satan, to just step off the good path just a little bit.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I'll keep one foot in, one foot out. And then you realize a little later that both feet are out. And then a little later than that, you may come to the realization that there's a nice little distance between you and godliness. And I've experienced that, so I can attest to the insidious nature and the fact that ungodly decisions build on themselves. So,
and that is the pathway. Like that is the story of this seed, the path in which it's sown and it grows and matures and spreads. A small desire, you know, it's usually maybe even harmless at first, but it begins to enslave you, and it grows, it conceives and gives birth to more growth and a spread of that kind of, you know, unrighteous, ungodly harvest. And I love the idea that you are proposing that we need to constantly give consideration to our heart. We can't trust our own desires.
Yes.
We have to have this filter of godliness that we're running our desires through. And so this story of the seed, it's James chapter 1. This is what James chapter 1 verse 14 says. Each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desire. So we're only tempted because of our desire. Right before this, it says, you can't say when you're tempted that I'm being tempted by God. God doesn't do that. God tempts no one. Mm-hmm. We're tempted when we're lured in like a fish on a reel, and we're enticed.
Yes.
It's made to be appealing and desirous, and to provide us the thing we long for. We're lured and enticed by our own desires, and that leads to this drift away, this distance from God, as we think we're masters.
Yes.
You know, we think we're making that we're in control.
Yes.
We're fulfilling our desire. So I'm the master. I'm in control.
Yes.
But that's not at all what's really going on.
Right. Right.
That's
we are being controlled. And manipulated into that. We are actually slaves of sin, as Paul says in Romans. But we're yielding to that, and we're not masters at all. We know, if we've known God and we've experienced the fruit of the Spirit, the love and patience and goodness and
self-control,
and we've seen the goodness that comes from that, then we can realize, wait a minute, I'm off track, and something else is control. It's taking over my life.
Yes, and it could start with, you know, just one drink, you know, or just one puff, or just a few more dollars, and like before long, those things are your master.
Right.
You're serving these desires that aren't really what's best for you. Uh-huh. It's not the best way to go through life. That God, you know, it's insidious and as quickly spreading as these seeds of unrighteousness and enslavement are. Man, how quick God will work for us if we return.
Yes.
Even quicker than the seed of sin spread, God will work even faster to let us know, you know, there's reassurance here. You are my child whom I love, and I want to give you what's best for you, but you can't be enslaved to these things that pull you away from me.
Yes.
You have to be my servant.
Yes, those things that are pulling you away from God are the choice that humanity made from the very beginning to separate themselves from him. We don't realize that, but that's the case. And so God has over and over given humanity a way to repent and come back to him in his light, in his love, in his power. But then people keep turning away. And so God eventually brought Jesus to give anyone who is willing to listen eternal power and light and salvation. Such a great gift of grace that he's bestowed upon us. But we still need to make constantly dedicate ourselves to that and to keep learning about God.
Mm-hmm. And so what you're doing there is you're planting a different seed. Mm-hmm. So anybody who's hearing this now has a seed planted of what God has done for us through Jesus. And so you're going to have the choice to nurture that seed later today, tomorrow. Hopefully the choice is going to come before you again. Do I want to consider that seed that God has planted through Jesus and giving myself to that seed? Or would I rather keep giving myself to my desires?
Yeah.
And that's the choice that's before us. It's which seed are we going to allow to proliferate?
Yeah, and once we decide to choose the seed of righteousness, the seed that of goodness from God, God will respond by nurturing that seed and helping it to develop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, the drift away and the return. So, just thinking of why some people do drift. Why some people might have walked away.
Mm-hmm.
I think sometimes it can come because we feel restricted, like we're in a straitjacket.
Yes.
And I'm being too controlled, or maybe it's because we feel that faith is too heavy, it's too demanding of our lives. Maybe, and I know this is, I've heard this a lot, that hypocrisy has been spotted in people who claim to follow Jesus. Mm-hmm. You claim to be a Christian, but if it's going to cause me to live like that,
yeah.
I don't want any part of,
right.
of Christianity.
Right.
If that's what it produces, somebody like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Maybe you've gotten hurt by someone in the church, someone who you trusted and respected, and they hurt you, mm-hmm. and you've drifted, or maybe. Maybe it's just because you've woken up and you've realized I'm not praying as often as I once have. Maybe it's I realize I haven't been gathering with God's people as much as I once did, or we're not listening to His voice. We're not getting into Scripture as much as we should have. God doesn't leave us.
Yes.
God doesn't drift away.
Yes.
God always wants to draw us near. He's faithful even when we're faithless. The drift always comes because the seed of desire, the seed of resentment, the seed of distraction, that seed of hurt,
mm-hmm.
we let
yes.
that grow.
Discouragement.
That's what grows.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That takes root and that proliferates and that keeps growing.
Yeah.
We're focused and fixated on the wrong thing,
mm-hmm.
not on how God's trying to pull us back through His Son, Jesus Christ, but we're focused on the hurt or the resentment or the distraction.
And God is not, like you said, God has not left us. Even though we have that spirit of distraction, hurt, disappointment, unfulfillment, let's say, maybe someone feels that their life isn't like they're just unhappy with their life, but God has not left. That's my let's say issue that is springing up and that I'm considering, but God is always there if I'll turn to Him to get that issue resolved.
Mm. And that's the important thing. You've already set the stage for it by talking about that seed that's being planted, the seed of Jesus Christ, the seed of the woman back in, you know, but anyway, yeah. What's important is how quickly the seed of return can grow. God doesn't drift. And once we decide to maybe give this other seed a chance, instead of focusing so much on the resentment or the hurt or the distraction, just focusing a little more on the good seed that you've planted for anyone listening, the seed of God through Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
If one seed can grow into separation through fulfilling our own desires, then another seed can grow into reconciliation and return.
Mm-hmm.
And so that seed, if you're listening to this, I think it is stirring in you right now. And so I want you to think, like, what would happen if you did come back?
Yes.
What if I did return? What if I came to God for him to settle this, like, longing for peace and for hope and for home?
Mm-hmm.
Like, to feel like you're home again. That's God planting a new seed as you think about those things.
Yeah. Yeah. And God will be there. The seed of Christ. You mentioned Jesus was the seed. Well, he came in the form of human flesh through woman, through the seed of mankind. And he is our new seed to redirect us to new life in him. And he brings us back to the Father. It is he who has made the way for us to return to the greatest entity that has ever existed in the universe or beyond. Our God and Father, and Jesus Christ is our Lord to help us, and as sheep, to be our shepherd, to direct us.
I love it. I love it. The seed of the woman, to get a little technical just for a second. One thing that doesn't come from woman is seed.
Mm-hmm.
It comes from the guys.
Mm-hmm.
But with Jesus, like he is the seed of the woman because he comes from a divine father. It's the only seed that's ever come from woman.
Okay.
Is the seed of God.
Yeah.
And that is the seed that you're inviting others to plant, the seed of God.
Mm-hmm.
It's not seed that comes from man, you know, and our desires. It's not seed that comes from man and our inventions. It's seed that comes from God.
Mm.
Jesus
yes.
Christ.
Yes.
I love that. If a seed begins with, if sin can begin with a seed, so does restoration. And so why not return? Why not give it another chance and try focusing on more on the seed given by God rather than the seed of hurt or resentment or distraction others have sown in your heart? If walking away starts with a small step, walking back starts with that same small step.
Yes.
God's not asking you to run a marathon to him. He's asking for one small step of faith so he can prove himself faithful to you like he has done to all those who return to him. That's the miracle. Like, if you find you're taking one small step forward, you'll find God is running towards you to reassure he's there. He wants you. Come home.
Mm-hmm. Just reach out to him with a pure heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So my challenge, I guess, I want to give you a challenge. If you're listening to this and you have drifted, like, entertain that seed that Mark's planted at some point throughout this day. It could be just a small prayer, like simple and honest. You know, like the times I found myself returning to God, there's not a lot I have to say, you know, because I've done it far too often where it's, what am I doing? I have to turn back to God.
Yeah.
And it's usually pretty simple and pretty honest during those times.
Yeah.
It could, you know, just be opening your Bible and letting him speak into your heart a few verses. Just open it anywhere and see what he wants to speak into your heart. I don't care where you open it. Just open it anywhere if you haven't today and let him speak a few words into your heart. Like something as small as that. Talking to a friend you trust that you know is trying to follow Christ. And letting them know, like those small steps matter because those seeds matter.
Yes. Yeah. Then they are powerful. Every day we need to open ourselves to God in some fashion. Give ourselves to listening to him.
So powerful. Mm-hmm. They're so powerful. The faith of a mustard seed, the smallest seed that you could plant.
Yeah.
It's okay. I don't want to get technical again. That seed of a mustard seed, like it is so powerful. It can move mountains in your life. It moves mountains, and it doesn't always move at the rate at which you want it to move. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes God's moving stone at a time. Sometimes there's avalanches, you know, like there's God moves mountains in many ways, earthquakes. Yeah. But God will move mountains in your life. Yeah. If you take that small step of faith, small as a mustard seed, he'll move mountains in your life. It's that powerful.
It may not even be the mountain that you were expecting to be moved.
Yeah.
It's because God's ways can lead you to a different path and kind of an amazing way of life.
Amazing. Yes. God's not forgotten you. He's not erased you from his book. He's definitely not stopped loving you. So, I mean, whatever the reason is maybe that you have left, God already knows it. Mm-hmm. He already knows it. He's not even asking you to explain yourself. Like he's asking you to come back.
Yeah. And I'll throw this in too. It has nothing to do with us deserving to be forgiven and loved. God's going to provide that. We don't deserve it, but God is willing, totally, totally willing to bring us back and embrace us. Absolutely.
I want us to end there. And so just thank you for listening to us. If you've been listening throughout the episodes we've done in the past, I just want to say thanks. And because there are people listening to this, we continue to do it.
Yes.
So thank you for tuning in. And if there's somebody you know that could use this conversation, please send it to them and see if maybe God's not planting a seed in their heart. Next time, we're going to talk about the progression of sin, how it grows to the point of it feeling and becoming overwhelming. But we'll see how God cuts through those thorns to rescue us. Yes.
So. God bless you.